life is a celebration, and that's quite true, for although in the immediate future you could say that this is the end, it's also possibly heralding the beginning, and that's mainly up to you, because we're running petitions at the moment, and we're giving out petition sheets at Radio Nova here at 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2, and we'd like you to call up to us here and sign the petition, and there are various other centres round, and keep tuning in. We'll tell you more information about that later. Besides the person I've worked with for 5-6 years, Dennis.
Hello, Roland. How are you?
Very well.
When I came along here this afternoon, I was delighted to see so many people outside. I couldn't believe it. Herbert Street is actually chock-a-block.
It's jam-packed, and traffic jams all over the place, so keep your vehicles away from Herbert Street if possible, but do call down all the same. There's about 200 people outside the door at the moment, and we've already received 4,000 signatures, I've just been told, in our petition.
That's right, Roland. You said a moment ago, in fact, we've been in radio quite a long time, from 1977, in fact, and it hasn't really ended. Sure it hasn't, Roland.
I don't think so.
No. And how you can help us, in actual fact, by lobbying your local TDs, phone them, you can actually post a letter to your TD, it doesn't cost anything, and you can also support us next Thursday at the Four Courts, when Nova Media Services take the Department of Posts and Telegraphs to court at 11 a.m.
That's right, yes. Nice and early on Thursday morning. And we'd appreciate also if you could show your support outside the Four Courts next Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. I think this record might be a little bit appropriate. It's called Good Morning, Judd.
Bye!
Bye!
Exciting period in the history of broadcasting in Ireland, when Radio Nova goes off the air. Despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of people in this country want the right to choose what station they listen to, those in power still deny that right. There are many ways you can show your support. Telephone your TD at Doyle Éireann. Write to your TD. Remember, you don't need to put a stamp on the envelope. And tonight at 6 o'clock, Come to the headquarters of Radio Nova at 19 Herbert Street and show your solidarity. If you can't get to Herbert Street, then at 6 o'clock, blow your car horn and blow it long and loud. The answer is in your hands. Don't let us down.
Hello, Kogi, you have some telegrams.
Janice, I've just been handed a telegram. It's from NACE, Office of Origin. It's from Mary Brady of Brady Tourists Kildare. It says, please add my name to the petition and best of luck. So that's one other name to the petition.
And thank you, Kogi.
And thank you, Mary Brady.
Oh, indeed. And any other telegrams, most welcome.
Yes.
Telegrams, phone calls at 604-043.
And people coming around to the offices to sign our petition, and people also honking the horns at 6 o'clock.
Very important. 6 o'clock, every car horn in Dublin.
Roland, please. You have a record over here which says quite a lot, doesn't it?
I think so. This used to be a song which was played in moments of, pity, I suppose, moments of sadness back in the old days. It's an anorex song, maybe. I think we should give it a spin now. The Bee Gees and Staying Alive.
Stay alive, be the city breaking and everything.
As I'm sure you all know, radio stations have been closed down before, but the present state of closing down radio stations will probably be the last one for the time being. And, well, maybe all the stations you love will be back on the air someday under different circumstances. That's up to you. We've got the petitions going at the moment. I think we've got Chris Burry up in the newsroom. Hello, Chris.
Yes, we're still here, Roland. And one thing we would like to mention, we need your help. What you should do is log in TD, a full list of TDs, and the phone numbers are available from 19 Herbert Street, that's right here in Radio Nova, or you can ring 604043. Now, Cogie's here beside me. Cogie and myself have been in broadcasting for how long?
Together, we've been here.
Together a year.
And it's been such fun.
And we've gone to, well,
second thing.
At least two radio stations as well.
At least two radio stations.
How do you feel, Cogie, at this moment?
Shocked, shattered, a little disappointed, but hopeful.
I'm very hopeful, but I'm still, you know, it's a very emotional time. We can't try and hide
time,
that.
Especially here in Herbert Street, there are so many people here that have worked here for a long time. There's people from Sunshine who've worked there for ages and from various other radio stations as well.
Mm. Cogie and Chris, what about that gramophone?
The gramophone?
Yes, a gramophone. And
the home and yes. The landlady.
And we would mention, too, that HFL, my good friend Barry down there, I shouldn't be mentioning, really. You can go down, it's 64 Harcourt Street, in fact, is the correct address, and they have a petition which you can sign. Also, Bargentown and our own local here, the Henry Grattan there.
Chris, the crowd outside is getting larger and larger, and I would just like to mention once again, as soon as you finish work, if you can get down to 19 Herbert Street and sign petitions, and we let you know what is exactly happening.
Great.
A piece of music.
Thank you, Chris and Cogie. It's 5:09 on Radio Nova. We're approaching our last hour of broadcasting, and it's getting very tearful. The year of the cat, maybe the year that the cat gets the mouse. Although, maybe the mouse will get her own back. Here's Al Stewart.
On a morning from a forgot movie, in a country where they turn by time, you go strolling through the crowd like Pizza Laura contemplating a crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanation, she'll just tell you what she came. The year of the cat.
Thank you.
bus and the tourists are gone. And you've thrown away your train, lost your ticket, so you have to stay on. The zombie strains of the night remain, and the rhythm of the new born day. You know, sometime you're bound to leave her, but for now you're gonna stay.
Stewart with one of those great radio songs from 78 and Year of the Cat. And in the studio with me, Tony Allen.
Hello.
Hello, Tony.
Newman's in Lennox Street have opened up at a petition signing centre. Newman's in Lennox Street. So you can troll your little feet down there and put your pen to paper.
Tony, you've been in radio quite a while.
1 or 2 months yet.
Oh. We are modest, aren't we?
Just a bit. Mm-hmm. This may be my last broadcast, by the way.
I doubt it very much, Tony.
I don't know what to say, Dennis. I really don't. It's, apart from which, it's just not on, and we've got to do something about it. These buggers must not be allowed to get away with it. End of story, all over.
Power to the people! Power to the people! Power to the people! Power to the people!
I can see on our little television monitor here outside the door about 200, 300, possibly 400 people, and a lot of them jumping, dancing and singing along with that. John Lennon, Power to the People. Waiting in our newsroom is Sybil. Hello, Sybil. She's going to be presenting the very, very last news on Independent Radio Network at 5 o'clock. That's in about 3 minutes' time, and we look forward to that, the last newscast. Dennis, any final words to say?
Well, I'm feeling rather sad. It's coming up to our very last hour broadcasting from Herbert Street. And I would just like to thank everybody who has worked with me for all their help and encouragement all the way along from 1977. And, Roland, we will be working together again.
Yeah, we will indeed. I am convinced that we will be sometime. And Chris Burry?
Well, I don't like goodbyes, but I think we should end on a positive note. I think we will be back at some stage in the very near future.
And from us, take care. We'll meet again. Goodbye. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I did.
you. But what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
Dublin on 819 kilohertz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Sybil Fennell. Good evening. Earlier today, as you probably already know, the managing director of Nova Media Services, the parent company of Radio Nova and Kiss FM, took the decision to cease broadcasting as and from 6 o'clock this evening, Thursday. Mr. Chris Carey said the decision had been taken in view of the pending High Court case, scheduled for 11 a.m. on Thursday next, May the 26th. Mr. Carey expressed his gratitude to all who've supported the station continuously over the past 2 years and paid tribute to the continued efforts of the small and loyal staff. Mr. Carey also thanked the members of the press and other media services for their fair reporting of the station's activities since its inception. As the number of independent stations throughout the country diminishes hourly, so in a time of worsening unemployment, hundreds of young people are being forced unnecessarily to join the dole queues without any real prospect of future employment in their chosen career. The Taoiseach, Dr. Fitzgerald, announced on the Dáil today that the bill to deal with independent radio broadcasting would be likely to come before the government in, as he put it, the immediate future. The rest of today's news in brief: proposals for a commission which would look into all aspects of the social welfare system in this country are to be put before the government within the coming months. That was announced in the Dáil earlier today. Constable Jerry Cathcart, who was murdered in Belfast on Monday, has been buried this afternoon. The Church of Ireland Bishop of Connor, William McCaffin, speaking at the funeral, said people should not vote in the forthcoming British general election for parties which support acts of violence. The election is due to be held on June the 9th. The search for a West German jet which disappeared while flying close to the Icelandic coastline was called off earlier this afternoon. The aircraft, belonging to a West German air taxi firm, had been on a test flight with a crew of three. It's believed to have run out of fuel and crashed into the sea. One theory is that it was hit by lightning, which knocked out the electrical system and caused a sudden decompression of the cabin, leading to the crew's collapse. The government and Spain are launching a big anti-terrorist campaign in the northern Basque country. Plans will cost £70 million over the next 2 years. The details of the plans aren't being released, but they have two main aims: to crack down on the activities of the separatist organization ETA and to improve both the effectiveness and the image of the security forces who've been the main target of the gunmen and bombers during the last decade. So far this year, 10 people have been killed in the Basque region. Finally, as this is the last ever broadcast from the Independent Radio News Service, we can't go without expressing thanks to all those who contributed to the service over the past 2 years for their professional contributions and their support. Indeed, all those past and present who've helped to make the service as successful as it is. To newsreaders Bob Gallico, Brian Dobson, Ken Hammond, Siobhan Purcell, Cogie Clark, Roland Burke, Pete Moss and Terry Riley. To contributors Jenny McIver, Linda Conway, Shane McGowan, Deirdre Murphy, Frank Wynne and Anne Castle. And to all those who've worked with the service over the years, from all of us, until you hear from us again, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
It's 5:03. We're into the last hour. This has been the Independent Radio News from Dublin for the last time. Goodbye.
John Clark. The end of the most exciting period in the history of broadcasting in Ireland, when Radio Nova goes off the air. Despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of people in this country want the right to choose what station they listen to, those in power still deny that right. There are many ways you can show your support. Telephone your TD at Doyle Éireann. Write to your TD. Remember, you don't need to put a stamp on the envelope. And tonight at 6:00, come to the headquarters of Radio Nova at 19 Herbert Street and show your solidarity. If you can't get to Herbert Street, then at 6:00, blow your car horn. And blow it long and loud. The answer is in your hands. Don't let us down.
Radio Nova.
Agus 6:00 an nocht, beg Radio Nova imithe. Tá Radio Nasglan be passed over Gero means from the tier shop. Must mean lots of the horror of Colonel Newland over. Scream quick the chock the doyle I too. No tarkery and shot. Ignatic Shroyd Arbor body out via Hain, like a shag club enough. When the frame last shot, shade arc the blue stone, like dear cachet. Radio Nova, Kiss FM, August Radio on the Grain. No leg she is shame.
Radio Nova Dublin, still playing favorites, and that's the question to call. That's the first record I ever played on Nova, and I remember coming in and saying to somebody, and they said, can you play records? And I said, okay, I can. And now we're joined by Sybil and Bob.
I'll tell you, that could be prophetic, John.
Right. What's the news, Sybil?
Well, I actually have the press clipping file, which has been kept over the past 2 years, and going back over the sum of the thing, of course, one of the most recent was Operation Novacare last Saturday.
That's right, that's right.
Then before that, there was a £5,000 giveaway on Kiss FM, which went to Jane Bidoff.
Right.
And then last year, there was the first ever Operation Novacare for a kidney dialysis machine.
I remember listening. It was before I joined Nova, and I listened to another. What a wonderful thing.
That's right. I remember you joining round about mid-May last year. It was a lovely sunny day. We were sitting out in the back.
Right. It was so great to be a part of it this year. We wouldn't have missed it for anything.
No, me neither.
And we got auctioned off during the year, didn't we?
That's right. The celebrity auction in the Barclay Court.
Yeah, I've never been claimed.
Well, now that you come to mention it, neither have I.
Right.
It didn't worry me up until now, but they bid, what, 1,300?
That's right.
A piece. I think they might have come and claimed us.
Do we have to go and live? Maybe they'll adopt us now.
Well, listen, I'm up for fostering. If they give me a job as well.
Listen, Ducky is here, and we didn't get to say, we got kind of cut off or something happened. We didn't get to say goodbye to each other.
So I've been invited onto your program now, am I?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a turnip.
Welcome to my program. I said it earlier on, sir, Mr. Meehan, it has been great working with you.
Yes.
And it's been great for you to work with me. It really has. It's done you a world of good.
I'm sort of lost for words about this. All I can really say is that it's really been exciting working for the best ever radio station in Ireland. And in fact, I can understand when the radio stations get organized around the country, you're going to have the program director saying, now look, I want the station to sound like Radio Nova.
Get me a Declan Meehan type.
And my address is...
We'll meet again. We'll meet again. We'll broadcast again together somewhere.
It'll be very sad not being there in the morning.
I know.
In fact, it's going to be very sad driving around the city and just having nothing on the radio to listen to.
I know.
Especially between 3 and 6 in the morning.
3 and 6. That's when you drive around, is it? We have some kind of important message to put across, haven't we, Sybil?
We have indeed. If you're on your way home from work at the moment, if you're about to leave the office, would you please come down? We need your support for the very last time. Please come down to number 19 Herbert Street. It's just off Baggot Street, a big red door. There's a huge crowd outside. I don't think you'd miss it. And if you can't get here, as a last resort, we're asking you to sound your car horns for as long as possible at 6 o'clock as we make our final broadcast.
And now I'm going to say, Sybil, 1 o'clock will never be the same. 1 to 1:10, it just won't be the
same. It's just very strange.
I know.
I mean, you come in and you just expect it to be there. It'll be very strange at 1 o'clock tomorrow. I won't know what to do with my time. It's probably, for me, more of an experience because it's the first time I've ever worked in radio.
Right.
It's been 2 years, but for Bob and for Declan, it's just another...
We're outless.
I don't know.
Not as old
anyway.
As Don Clark. No, I think that's the reason I'm on one of the last. I think it's not I was one of the first people in. I think I'm one of the oldest here. Outside Jason, who's beside me.
Thank you.
And while I'm here, I'd like to also say on behalf of Andy Archer, thank you to all the listeners, and also one of the early members of the staff, Terry Riley, who joined us sort of in the early days as well.
Great
thanks
to
the
work
listeners.
He was too. Yeah. And best wishes indeed to Robbie Dale, who's here with all his crew. They've opted to say hello and... We all shared little tears this afternoon.
A sad occasion.
Well, we've 48 minutes left.
Right. It's like counting down to New Year, isn't it?
It's not quite as happy. I feel a lot happier going into New Year than I do coming up to 6 o'clock this evening.
Well, Sybil, it may be the end of one era, but maybe it's the beginning of a new era.
It's an historic day, May the 19th, 1983. Remember that date.
Well, I will.
That's it. I think we're looking forward and not looking back.
The best music. On Radio Nova.
Hey, Supergirl!
Hey!
With your fan favorite friend, Supergirl, let's move on. We don't need them tonight.
Love
so, Supergirl,
hey,
come on.
Dublin at a quarter past five, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. Your support welcome at 19 Herbert Street. Sybil, you have something for us.
Well, you probably remember about half an hour ago, Cogi read out a letter from a Mr. Flanagan representing the Dublin County Council, saying that we had never at any time, to the best of his knowledge, interfered with their transmissions. And not only that, but they hadn't lodged any complaint. Well, since then, we've been handed in a letter from the Department of Posts and Telegraphs, North Main Lines in O'Connell Street. And I'll read it to you. Dear Nova, we've just heard the letter from Mr. Flanagan and thought you should know. We're having radio interference on some of our testing equipment. It's being blotted out by RTE Radio 2. Perhaps you could get it stopped. Best wishes. Hope you'll be back on air soon. Column F. Murphy.
I want to say a special something to someone else that we haven't mentioned yet, and somebody who's kept us clean and tidy and supplied with tea and coffee and all kinds of things, and that's May.
Woo!
May, she's standing out there now. God bless you, love.
Thank you.
For the tea.
Many a cup of tea and coffee.
Yes. Now, I have another telegram to read. This is from to the staff of Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin. Long live Radio Nova from the staff of Kentucky Fried Chicken in Sibsborough. Thanks, mates.
And an important statement issued by the P&T has just arrived. It's the staff of the post office stores. Their branch strongly condemned the action taken by certain members of the department to obstruct transmissions being broadcast by one of Dublin's and Ireland's most important media sources. So that's from the staff of the post office stores branch. Thank you, lads.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We were talking down here about the little idiosyncrasies people have, and we were talking about Sybil's pronunciation of guerrilla.
Guerrilla was one. What was the other
Moscow?
One?
Moscow,
yeah.
I thought Moscow was quite legit. The best one is, but we haven't got Brian Dobson on hand. He loves the word nuclear. I always wondered why in the main news, he always handed me the stories with nuclear in them.
And why are you calling Sybil a little idiosyncrasy?
I'm not that little idiosyncratic, maybe, but little.
Actually, and of course, you and your busy lion, Bob, and Declan's up there with the all righty business.
All righty, all righty.
And Jason with it, taking over.
Yeah, the main man.
And Hugh O'Brien's beside me. He's joining us as well. And of course, Hugh rocked the bay every Sunday afternoon.
Oh,
Hugh
Brian Dobson is coming.
Here comes Mr. Nuclear.
Someone on hand to look after me.
I'm not going to let you away with that, Miss Fennell. No longer will we have to hear about guerrillas from Dumlara.
Hold on now. In order, we've been through that already. I must say, I actually like the word guerrillas. In fact, Ken has just arrived. He's been to Bewley's on the table in front of us, a plate of chocolate cake. I tell you, things are looking up.
Sybil, I'm so glad that we've had that three or four times, because now I've got it on tape. Posterity.
Oh, no. I never thought of that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a favorite record. Here's one of the records I think we broke here. Everyone remembers this one. One of Chris's favorites, too. Paul Davis on NOVA and a 65 Love Affair. The radio experiment on 88 FM.
You were the we'll be right back.
Radio Nova on 819 meters medium wave, and you're listening to our close down. We're closed down at 6 o'clock this evening, I must regret to say. We hope to be back again soon. That is entirely up to you. And if you can petition your local TD, we'd be very much obliged. There are lots and lots of people at 19 Herbert Street, right here in the heart of Georgian Dublin. It's a really great place, and a great place to broadcast from. I'm Hugh O'Brien. I worked here from the beginning with John Clark and, oh, just a whole lot of us. Chris and Tony Allen, everybody else, and we've all been in radio for a couple of years, and we all want to come back very, very soon indeed, and remind you that at 6 o'clock this evening, that we want you to blow your horn long and hard, because, oh yeah, that reminds me of Saturday afternoon. Thank you, Clarky. I'll tell you what used to happen here on Saturday afternoons. It was the sport, and myself and a guy called Michael O'Brien, and later, of course, with Colin Richards. And I've always enjoyed it here, right here at a place I always called NOVA. And it used to be Saturday afternoon. I'm Hugh O'Brien. Hello there. And we hope to bring that soon. This one's for Jackie O'Neill, who put up with more than she should have for me. I'm Hugh O'Brien, saying NOVA, rockin' the bay.
It's past 5 o'clock and we're kissing goodbye to Nova and looking forward to better things. Remember, 6 o'clock, get down to 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2 with your car. If you're in the surrounding area, put that finger on the horn and let it rip.
Tonight at 6 o'clock sees what could be the end of the most exciting period in the history of broadcasting in Ireland, when Radio Nova goes off the air. Despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of people in this country want the right to choose what station they listen to, those in power still deny that right. There are many ways you can show your support. Telephone your TD at Doyle Aaron. Write to your TD. Remember, you don't need to put a stamp on the envelope. And tonight at 6 o'clock, come to the headquarters of Radio Nova at 19 Herbert Street and show your solidarity. If you can't get to Herbert Street, then at 6 o'clock, blow your car horn, and blow it long and loud. The answer is in your hands. Don't let us down.
Radio Nova, c'est la musique pour toi. Radio Nova Internacional.
So take yourself and your car down to 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2 and join us and support Radio Nova at 26 minutes past 5 o'clock. Don't let us down. Street at the moment is just impassable, but please add your support. Down you come, even get as far as Baggot Street Bridge. But take your car and yourself down here to 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2, and don't let us down. Upstairs again with Declan and some more people.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed, John. Herbert Street indeed impassable at the moment. Yippee! And do come down and don't forget, blow your horn at 6 o'clock. The signal, Radio Nova, closing down. Yes. Oh, dear. And just on the record thing, you were mentioning about records that we made. Indeed, John, Radio Nova picked its own records for its listeners. And we weren't sort of going on the chart or going on what record companies said, but hello, record companies. We went and created the Radio Nova hits because, well...
That's right, the young adult sound.
Just got two letters in. The first one from Paul W. Quinn and Company, Chartered Accountants. They say, dear Mr. Carey, we at the above company would like to thank you all for pleasant listening you've brought us over the last 2 years. We hope, along with thousands more, that Radio Nova will be back in full swing as soon as possible. And the other one comes from the staff at Tara Casual, who said, please say hello to us at 5:30. Hello. And they've sent us in a petition as well as wishing us all the best and thanking us for the last 2 years. Thank you, Tara Casual.
Now, Declan, I believe you have
various people. Various we have people Rock there. In the Bay here beside us.
Again.
Thank you, Declan. We've just another one from all the girls in Alexandra College residence. They listen to us all the time, and they say they support us, and they hope to hear us again soon. That's hello to Helen, Jackie, Catherine, and Judy. Thank you all very much indeed.
One of the interesting things the last 2 years was the crisscross of staff between Sunshine and Nova.
And we do have right here Tony Fenton and Peter Madison.
Hello.
Hello. Peter. Hello. Come nice and close.
Oh, right.
Oh, you...
Peter was one of the first people actually on Radio Nova. Then, of course, he was with Sunshine and back indeed working with Nova.
Yeah, and also on the Radio Nova School of Broadcasting. And I'd like to say that still is going on regardless.
Oh, you're... It's well for you, Peter. You have a job.
Plug.
How about a bucket of water for Mr. Madison?
A bucket of water for the P&T, I think.
Oh, well done.
And
yes.
With us here as well is a former breakfast DJ, Tony Fenton.
Hi, Tony. Well... We certainly didn't let the Central Remedial Clinic down. We certainly didn't let the Rehabilitation Institute down. So we're just asking the public not to let us down.
And come down at 19 Herbert Street,
Dublin 2.
This evening, and don't forget the car horns at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Right. All over Dublin
at 6.
Okay. Well, there's one other guy actually sitting outside through the glass here, David Malone, who goes down in history as being the only announcer ever to be sacked from Radio Nova without even working here in the first place.
Okay. Well, we're on the sunshine thing. I think we ought to bring in Robbie Robinson, Dale, otherwise Robbie Dale. He's the managing director of Sunshine Radio.
Oh, we don't mind.
We don't mind if we come. We're very generous. It's Nova on 819. Close down at 6. Don't forget that. Hi, Robbie. Welcome to Nova.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
How are you, Hugh?
We're talking to your public and our public. Robbie. We're all the one public today, which is...
We are indeed, yeah.
Have a little message for the Sunshine listeners, Robbie?
That's a nice one, because I'd like to thank you for this opportunity. I mean, we had the guards and the PNT out this morning, and they removed our medium. And so, thanks for the invitation to be dropping this evening. And I'd like to say that, you know, the team at Sunshine are very disappointed, that they've put a lot of work into that situation out there, as you guys have done down here. And we've always had broadcaster-wise, although we've been on opposite sides of the fence and in competition, there's been a lot of friendships developed between the broadcasters here and there, and many of the broadcasters here have broadcast there, and all in all, it's... But one big happy family. I don't think this is the end, Decky. I mean, no, I think we've got to go on. We've got to really make our legislators aware of the need for this, and for the act that they've carried out today. They've walked in there. In our instance, they came in this morning. They came in yesterday. And they've brought a lot about the situation when you've got to knock it on the head tonight at 6. They've just thrown willy-nilly 100 careers on the street and totally disregarded those people's employment. And the people who were learning a business, who were getting involved in a brand new industry that was developing, had growth in this country, and had a tremendous future. And to see that go down the drain, even though it may be only for a matter of a few months, but in my estimation, and I've been following the legalities and the drafting of bills, and I've been talking to politicians for the last almost three years in this area, and they are very, very slow to move. They will take perhaps a year to a year and a half, in my estimation, to get together this independent broadcasting bill before the likes of you, Decky, and Hugh, and all these other people standing around here
can get back in business. Actually, Robert, my bet for this is June 85.
Well, not a bad one.
Signing on down in Werbrook Street. I've just been handed from the Irish Futures Society a leaflet here that says, unemployment, a permanent reality.
It becomes that way, Declan, really. That's the problem.
Look, I'm going to shoot away, Decky. I'm going to leave you with your listeners.
And
on behalf of the Sunshine staff, thanks for the opportunity, and thank you all for your support. And I'd say keep the support pouring in. Don't forget, tonight at 6, and I'm sure all my staff will join in that, tonight at 6, blow the horns outside here in Herbert Street, and next Thursday morning, outside the Four Courts at 11.
Our song is your song.
Your friends on 539.
We care about you.
On Sunshine Radio.
Tonight at 6 o'clock sees what could be the end of the most exciting period in the history of broadcasting in Ireland, when Radio Nova goes off the air. Despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of people in this country want the right to choose what station they listen to, those in power still deny that right. There are many ways you can show your support. Telephone your TD at Doyle Éireann. Write to your TD. Remember, you don't need to put a stamp on the envelope. And tonight at 6 o'clock, come to the headquarters of Radio Nova at 19 Herbert Street and show your solidarity. If you can't get to Herbert Street, then at 6 o'clock, blow your car horn. And blow it long and loud. The answer is in your hands. Don't let us down.
Music Radio is everywhere.
music on Radio Nova.
The great music experiments. I was glad to be part of them. Getting very emotional now. I don't want to hold the mic. Just want to say goodbye and thanks a lot.
When
thanks for the memory.
You walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver sound of love. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, for your dreams beat us and blow. Walk on.
Tony, and we've got 22 minutes before we start blowing our horns. There are various things going through my head. I suppose the one thing that more than anything goes through my head is a meeting that was held 2 years last October in the basement of a place in Marlborough Street in Dublin, down in what we used to affectionately call the pit. It was a dusty old place, and some people were down there trying to make a crust and make some money. They've come up in the world, they've got nicer premises now. And I remember Chris being there, Chris Carey, and him coming up with this mad idea, along with another lad, of starting a radio station. Fantasies become realities, and Sunshine Radio was born. That was on, that worked lovely. And then Harry decided, well, let's do another one. And they all said, you can't do Nova. We said, well, why not? They said, you can't play music all the time. You're not allowed. People won't listen. I said, well, they will. And they said, but people won't listen on FM. They don't listen to FM. We said, you're right. They don't listen to FM. There's nothing on FM. So if we put something on FM, they will listen to FM. I know that's very strange logic, but it works in my head. We did it. And we did it very well. Do you remember Snowline? Christmas fall last, I was in the Canary Islands. I went off. It was great fun. And I got back in the middle of the snow on the Sunday evening. And I got it. I suppose I was in the only taxi running on the roads that evening from Dublin Airport. And the first thing I heard on Radio Nova was Snowline. Do you remember all the good that did? Do you remember JobSpot? All the thousands of people that have got jobs through a free service that was run? Talk some more in a minute. I have to play one record. Couldn't go without playing this.
No hell in the world.
imagine. There's absolute magic happening here in Dublin tonight. Absolute magic. I'm looking at our closed-circuit television set. Herbert Street is just solid, jammed, packed. I am totally and utterly delighted. Is there anybody upstairs in the box, I wonder?
There certainly is, Tony.
Hello, Decky Wecky.
And me. Oh. Hiya, Tony.
I thought we'd got rid of you at five.
And with Ken Hammond behind.
Hello there.
Wonderful.
Tom Hardy.
Oh, hello. Declan, are there any particular memories you have? Because you were involved in Sunshine as well.
Oh, hang on. I got my photograph taken here. Everything must stop for that.
Chin's up, I think it is. Chin's up. We have a video camera in with us. We have a photographer outside. Mm-hmm. We have a sound recorder beside us. You know how small the studio is. It's like a sauna in here.
It must be wonderful for the lads sitting with you. They must have to sort of scrunch up really close.
It's the chocolate cake I'm worried about. It doesn't look quite as happy as it did at 5 o'clock.
Well, Tony, just as you were saying there, when I left RTE back in 1980, I mean, I was pretty shattered at that time. I said, they didn't agree with me, and they left me. Because I was trying to show them the way forward. Anyhow, got involved down here, and it's the greatest favor that anyone could ever do for me, to work in a terrific radio station with really a bunch of, where everybody is professional, and the station knows exactly what it's doing and has the most modern equipment in radio. It was just a wonderful experience. I wouldn't have swapped it for the world. I'm truly delighted to have been part of it. Just sad that it's over.
Neither would I, although we always knew that there was no job security. I don't think that ever affected anybody.
Not at all.
Never think about it. Look, I'm going to say goodbye for the last time and hand over to Ken Hammond. So, from Sybil and the rest of the news team, goodbye. Here's Ken.
Thanks very much. I just want to say thanks for some really great memories. Let's all do it again very soon. Bye.
Tom Hardy is here,
I think. Yes, I am here somewhere.
He's grabbing the headphones.
Thank you, Dublin City, for making me feel so welcome. That's all I've got to say. And thank you to everybody at Nova for the last 5 or 6 months. I can't hear a thing. Will you stop that?
They're mad. They're all mad. We're all mad.
Thanks to you as well, Tony.
By the way, Tony.
Yes, sir.
A little letter here which I've been asked to read out from Mr. A.J. Flanagan.
Oh, yes.
From Dublin County Council, the Road Machinery Depot, Anvil Road, Goatstown, County Dublin. He says, radio interference. He says, Dublin County Council Roads Department operates a licensed radio telephone system from the above address. We have never experienced any interference whatsoever from Radio Nova. We have never complained to the Department of Posts and Telegraphs about Radio Nova. Further, in my capacity as engineer responsible for Roads Department radio system, I have never heard of any interference or complaints from those other radio users with whom I have professional contact. These include DCC Sanitary Services, ESB, Dunleary Corporation, and many commercial users and equipment suppliers. That's from Mr. Flanagan of the Dublin County Council Roads Machinery Depot, Mount Anvil Road, Goatstown, County Dublin. Whoa. I think it throws lies on a lot of things that have been said on the radio over the past few days about interference, and certainly on the reporting of it, nobody has got the opportunity to deny those. I think that's a bit unfortunate.
Lovely. Actually, while we're talking about engineers, as you were there, right, was one very, very important person, right, that I haven't actually said thank you to. And it's the man without whom none of this would have been possible. And everybody's forgotten him today. So I want to say, on behalf of everybody at Radio Nova, Paul Cotter, we love you. You are absolutely magic. Paul is our senior engineer. Yay! What do you think upstairs? Oh, they've gone. Oh, best place for them. And there's also a couple of other people I want to say hello to and goodbye to as well. Tony McCabe, who's our courier. He's actually our courier, but he's known in the building as the courier. He does sterling work. And also John O'Flaherty, who's librarian here. He was just magic. I'm going to play this one. This is ABBA, and it's called Dance, while the music still goes on.
Oh, my love, you make me mad. Why did things turn out so bad? Was it just a dream? Everything we did, everything we had.
Baby, give me one more dance while the music still goes on. Don't think about tomorrow. Dance and forget our time is gone. Tonight, tomorrow, let's make it up.
You're listening to Radio Nova, broadcasting on 819 kilohertz AM and also 88 FM, and that incorporates KISS FM. Ha-ha, I didn't forget them, you see. I didn't forget them. Why are you banging me on the head?
Just thank you, KISS FM, that's nice.
If I'd have known you were here, I'd have forgotten all about them. You know, I'd have ignored them completely.
K-I-S-S, it was nice.
Absolutely. You've got 9 minutes. 9 minutes before we go off the air. That means you have 9 minutes to get to Herbert Street, which is just off Bagot Street, before Bagot Street Bridge. Now, don't go to 19 Herbert Place. The RT reported yesterday we were at Herbert Place, and I thought, I hope the P&T don't go down there again, because that's the Catholic Boy Scouts of Ireland. Would have been a problem. Anyway, 9 minutes to get here, and at 6 o'clock you've got to blow your horns. Now, hopefully, all being equal in this mad world of ours, out on the street we have a roving microphone. I'm going to try and see what happens. Hello?
That's incredible.
Quiet, please. Quiet. No, quiet. Keep it down.
Hey, Tony.
Yes,
Tony.
Yes.
Isn't this incredible?
It's great fun, isn't it, eh?
We can't go off at six, you know? We have to stay on.
All right.
Are we going to stay on?
Are we going to stay on, lads? They're still screaming, "We want Nova."
They've turned us down.
They have indeed. I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, if they could hear themselves, they could hear. I'm going to play some music, Decky.
Yes,
is that all right?
No, it's okay. Okay. Your program.
Well, and you're part of it. Do you like, well, you do like Bob Marley, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, try this one. If you jam, I tell you that much. You're not allowed to jam. It is not allowed. Naughty things that you are.
I have with me a lad that I used to work with at Big D, Mike Edgar, known to all and sundry as the Elder Lemon.
Hey, Tony.
How are you, son?
Oh, feeling very sad, very sad. I seem to remember that John Clark and myself were the first two that were employed by this.
You were indeed. You were the first defectees.
We've always argued as to who was here first. It was half an hour between us.
It was about
very
the same,
sad. Day.
You know, it was the egg that made the difference on the tie. You know, and Tony Garrett.
Tony, how are you? Yeah, it's been a sad, but I think it's been a great day. I think everyone realizes at this stage that how much everyone wants the right to have their own choice. Mm-hmm. it might be a good idea to say hello to all our listeners up and down the west coast of England this evening.
That's maybe a good idea.
And Scotland and the Isle of Man.
Wales, north of England.
California.
And all over. Incidentally, Tony, I don't know if you know, a lot of our old friends from Big D are outside. I saw Catherine O'Kelly.
Yes, I know. They're all out there. And we can probably get a few more squeezed in.
Paul, can I make a dedication?
You can, very
I want to say hi to Isa. She's lying in hospital recovering from an operation today, and I hope everything went very well. Very lovely.
Quick goodbye from you, Tony.
Yeah, thank you all very much, and hope to see you again someday soon.
Lovely stuff. Declan, are you up there, my boy?
Yes, we are indeed. Oh, we'd just like to tell everybody, don't forget about the horn blowing at 6 o'clock. Keep it going forever and ever. Blowing the horn at 6 o'clock.
Can we hear some of them up there? Listen to me. Listen to me.
Mega star. That's what we are now.
That is a city full of people. Absolutely amazing.
Hello, any jobs out there?
It's a sad moment for Dublin.
Yes, it's certainly a rock in the bay moment.
Well, it certainly is an unfortunate rock in the bay moment.
And all very well behaved too, Tony.
Becky.
Yes, see, it looks like we're coming near the end.
Time has come.
Can we get Harry in here for a little final word?
He's coming on. He will be on at 6. Do you want to say a quick goodbye, Deck?
Okay, see you all again sometime shortly. Thanks for the memories.
In just a couple of minutes from now, we'll be going off the air. And we would like you, if you're driving in your car, at 6 o'clock... to blow your horn. Goodbye. listening to Radio Nova, broadcasting on 819 kilohertz in the medium wave band and on 88 FM in stereo. The time is now 6 o'clock, and right now we want you to blow your horns, wherever you are, and make noise. Voice of Dublin, telling the people who should be listening what they want to listen to. And that's fitting that the final word should go to the man who, in fact, had the very first word on Radio Nova. It's Chris Carey.
In a few moments' time, Radio Nova will cease its transmissions voluntarily. It's a great pity that so many people that have given their all to this company, 53 of them in all, never ever let me down, and did the very best they could do. And today, it is a terrible, sad thing to say goodbye to them all. I feel sure that we'll all be back together again, and all these people will be back in this building, earning the wages they worked so hard for. Bye-bye.
Assault and the party came to a grinding halt. They took the midgets and the freakies with the girls in tow. And a voice said, "Louis, it's time to go." I put my neck on the block, they took off my wig, and it occurred to me this was the end of the gig. They asked me, "Did I have any last words to say?" Well, I raised my head and I hollered, "Hey!" C'est la vie, make that loud more.
You can be sure that one thing.
It's good to be the king.
Mon Dieu, it's good to be the king. Ooh la la, ooh yes, it's good to be the king.
Well, it was good while it